Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. We start in reading in verse 35. Mark chapter 4 in verse 35. This morning I'll be preaching on peace be still. Peace be still. Look here in Mark chapter 4, starting at verse 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And these were, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that do we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto them, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? And how is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Father, I thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed me to preach and teach your word. And Lord, I surely need your help. I know I can accomplish nothing today without you helping me. And I pray that you give me the words. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would work on the heart of each and every person that's here. Lord, you know the need of every heart. And I pray that you'd meet that need. I pray that no one would take away the truth that you're trying to reveal to them today. And Lord, put it to the side. But Lord, that truth, that your word, the seed that will be sown, would find good ground and bring forth fruit. Lord, just keep a hedge around us, keep us safe. Help the boys and girls to learn what they're going to be taught today. And we ask in Jesus' precious name, amen. So this morning I'll be preaching on peace be still. I want you to see in verse 35 and verse 36, the calm before the storm. Verse 35 and verse 36, we see the calm before the storm. Now, the Bible tells us here that we know that there was some preaching. There was some preaching that was done. Our Lord, wherever he went, yes, he healed people, but he also preached. And I would have loved to hear the preaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful it must have been. You imagine hearing God himself preaching his word? Oh, how glorious that must be. I can't wait to heaven. When I get to heaven, to be able to hear him just speak and the words that he's... Oh, it'll be wonderful. But I can only imagine hearing the message of him preaching, how glorious that must have been. Because the Bible tells us, we see here in verse 36, there was a multitude. And so you think about the verses before, he preached to them. Now, some of those people learned and... accepted him, but probably a multitude of them or a lot of them rejected him. They were just there for to see the healings and other things. You know, they were looking for the entertainment. You know, that's all they were looking for, or the food. Hey, you going to feed me? And they weren't truly looking to hear the truth of God's word. But anyway, here was our Lord tells them. He says, "Hey, we're going to go to the. Let us pass over to the other side." And here was the disciples, the multitude that was there that just heard the preaching. They tell them, "Hey, go home, right? Go home. We're going to. That's it for tonight. And just go ahead and go home." And here it is. You think about these fishermen, these disciples. They were told something they probably all love to do. They're going to get in a boat. And you're going to get in that water and go to the other side. Now, I am not a fisherman. I've been in a boat a few times. But to me, I mean, if someone would ask me of top 10 things to do, going fishing and getting in the boat, I guarantee you that's not going to be in the top 10 things for me to do. That's just not me. There are some people that love it and they enjoy it. And I can just imagine these disciples, because they were fishermen, they loved the water. They enjoyed to get into that water. And you can imagine as they first got into that boat and going across, that storm wasn't there yet. The storm came later. And they got into that water. I can imagine it was just calm, right? Those fishermen knew. They could have looked up and saw the sky. They didn't see anything in the sky. There was no storm that they could see. And they were thinking, oh, this is great. And they just got in that boat and they started to go out on that water that was there. And they were going to the other side. I remember a time many, many years ago when I was down in Florida for the team I was playing baseball with. We were down there and my friend knew his friend that was in Florida. And they said, hey, we're going to, you want to go out fishing? I said, well, I'm not too big of a fisherman, but just go out, get outside, get on the lake or whatever, get out to do something, sure, I'll just go do it. And I remember we went out, we had this little aluminum boat or whatever it was that he had, and he took us out on the lake somewhere, and we went out. It was nice and calm, nice and peaceful, you know? And it was nice, even though I wasn't really fishing. I fished for a little bit, but I really wasn't. I was just enjoying being out on the water. It's nice and peaceful. My wife likes that. She likes looking at the water, but as long as it's peaceful. For me, I can look at it on television. That's good enough for me. But it is nice when it's nice and calm. And you can imagine, as they went out there, there was the calm before the storm. Can I tell you, in your life, there's going to be many times where you're going to have calm before the storm. Things are going nice and smooth. Things are going nice and here it is, you have no idea a storm is coming. And that's what these disciples faced. I want you to see the second thing down at verse 37 and 38. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he that was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow, and they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Now in verse 37 and verse 38, what do we see? That calm is gone, and now they're in the midst of a storm. That wind just came out of nowhere. I believe it was probably the devil that brought something about that wind, that storm that came there. It was trying to sink that boat because he hated the disciples, but he surely hated Jesus Christ, and he wanted that boat to sink, because if Jesus died that way, then he could not pay for our sins. So you know, sometimes you think about storms, the devil can bring storms in your life. Some people will say, well, I don't believe it. You think about Job, God may have allowed it, but the reality is that storm that came into Job's life was from the devil. And can I tell you, he brought a great storm. But what we see here is we don't know how much time passed, but what we do know is as they were on that boat and they were going out there on that boat, they must have been out a little bit, there was a pillow there. And the Lord got that pillow and he put his head on it and he fell asleep. He was having a good old rest. Now I want you to think about that. You may not ponder that too much, but this will show you that not only is he God himself who came down in these scriptures because he calmed the storm, but he not only God, but he was man. Because he was born into this world, the reality is he was man. That's why his body had to rest. Now, when we have a resurrected body, we don't have to worry about sleeping, right? Now, he never sinned, nor was there any sin. But with that human body, the reality is that's what we see, our Lord rest. He had to rest, right? God, you think about how much he loved you and me. He left heaven and came down here to be born of a virgin to live as man. I mean, try to grasp that for a little bit, amen? What God allowed himself to go through in the flesh. I don't know about you, but my body, I like to sleep, amen? I'm not a sluggard, I'm not lazy, but I like to sleep and get a good night's sleep. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But you think about, why is it? Because I'm human. My body needs rest. And what we see here is our Lord, yes, was God himself, but he was also man. And that's why he needed rest. And as he was there on that pillow that he was sleeping, he was enjoying himself. A storm came. And as that storm started to hit, that wind was starting to blow. I don't know how hard that wind was blowing that was there, but it must have been so much that it caused the waves. Do you ever drive by Black Lake and on a day where it's nice and calm and you see that lake is nice and calm? But you know, do you ever see when the wind starts to blow on Black Lake? Where you can, it's a little choppy. I can't imagine going out there in that. I'd probably get sick. Here it is, as they're going across, and those waves are blowing. Those waves, or the wind blew so much, that caused the waves to come up onto that ship, and the water was taking it. So much water must have came on there, where it says here, down here, beat into that ship so that it was now full. The water was coming into that boat. Now, when you have water coming into your boat, that is not a good thing. The part of you floating is now in jeopardy. And the more water comes in, you can sink. And here it is, as that water got into that boat, they were in jeopardy. They were concerned about their lives. They're in the midst of a storm. And you know what? That storm calls something. That storm caused fear. How many times in your life has a storm come up in your life? As when I mean a storm, I mean a trial that has brought fear. You know, God doesn't want us to have fear, but we'll have fear. Why? Because we see a storm. Fear, you think about fear, is the opposite of faith. Faith is trusting God, right? Fear is, oh, what's going to happen, right? They had fear. What else did that storm cause? That storm caused them to say things that weren't truthful. What did they say here? Master, careth thou not that we perish? Storms in your life can cause you to have fear and cause you to say things that are not truthful. Things that you may not even believe. I mean, Jesus loved them. Jesus loves us. But how many times has a storm come into your life that maybe in your mind you're thinking, why did God allow this? Can I tell you, he's God. He's sovereign. God can do whatever he wants. Amen. We know he's always holy. But you think about it, this storm caused fear, caused them to think things that were foolish. Did you ever have a trial that come into your life to make you start thinking things that are foolish, that aren't true? You know, there's been people who have come to church, they have come faithfully to church, and now a storm has come to their life, and what has happened? They got mad at God. They have thought foolish things. Or they have come to the place where they're like, I'm not going to serve God anymore. Do you ever think about when the storms come? There's a reason and a purpose for those storms. We live in a life that's filled with sin. Every single person are going to get storms. So we could see this storm that came that made them think foolishness. Do you know what fear can do? Make your problem grow. How many times have you had, maybe in your brain, you were thinking, oh no, and your mind has just wondered. Shh. I remember years back at the company I work at, that I had my vice president tell me that he was leaving the company. And he told me, he said, you better find another job because they're going to get rid of you. That's what my vice president told me. And you could rest assured, fears from that storm came in. And I start to think, oh no, what should I do? Should I look for another job that was there? Fears. And it could have continued to grow. I just trust God. I said, Lord, I give it to you. And you know what happened after he left? They gave me a promotion. You know, so God's amazing. Amen, what he can do with the storm. But anyway, not only that, I'm going a little fast, but I'll get to there's more meat that I want you to see. Look here at verse 39 to 41. What did this storm do? So we see that there was a calm. We see the storm. Now in verse 39 to 41, look, the storm brings out the truth. Brings out what was in the heart. Look here what the Bible says. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want you to think about this storm that came onto those disciples, those fishermen that were in the boat that was so bad, the waves were blowing, the water came into the boat, it filled it, they were sinking, they were thinking we're going to die. They went back to the Lord, they said those foolish words, doeth thou not care that we perish? The Lord wakes up from that sleep and he rebukes it and says, Peace be still. Imagine the winds just stopping like that. The waves that were going up swamped back down. And there was a great calm. Do you know what this storm did for these disciples? It brought out the truth. First, it showed them the power of our Lord. That yes, he was a man, but he was also God, deity. Look what they said. It says, What matter of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Now, you may be in the midst of a storm. Sometimes there may be some things that are happening. You pray and say, Lord, please help us, right? Whatever there. And God, you know, in his grace may turn the storm or whatever. I believe, I'm just giving you my personal opinion, Donnie. I don't know if he's on the call. Don, I guess. Donnie. Send a picture. I don't know. Did he show you that picture out in Oklahoma? There was a bad windstorm that was going through in the fire. Did you see it? Oh, well, you'll be, guess, hear about it. But anyway, from his house, he went out a little bit. He had a video. He was taking it. And right from his house or a little bit down from it, literally a couple miles down the road from his house was a wildfire. Right? You've seen the video that was there? And literally, that wind was blowing 50-some miles per hour, and it was moving in his direction. It was further out, right? I'm not talking about a little, like, fire. I meant literally the video, right? You two can attest to it. There was so much smoke. They were concerned. They put out a warning to him and saying, hey, you know, you better be ready, right? And it wasn't that far. I'm telling the truth, right? Yeah. It was literally there. And I remember getting a text, I remember saying something, and we just start praying. I know they prayed, I know others had prayed. And he said, you know, if it moves a little closer, they're going to have to leave. And next thing you know, it was about an hour later, I text him, Donnie, what's going on? Give us an update. That storm was no longer there. It moved. It had 50-some mile per hour wind. The storm was coming. You guys could attest to it. That's there. Folks, it's not me. It's not any power I have. It's the God of heaven. There were a bunch of believers that were praying and saying, God, please move the storm. And can I tell you that wildfire that was getting closer to him? What's that?
Went the other way.
Yeah. Moved. Can I tell you, when they were in that midst of that place and they were saying to him and he said, peace be still. Can I tell you that wind just stopped? The sea that was, the waves over there just stopped and there was a calm. Can I tell you that storm brought out who Jesus is? Deity. I want you to think about that storm did something else. It showed them their faith or lack of it. It showed them their faith or a lack of it. Why are ye so fearful? And how is it that ye have no faith? I mean, they were in the boat with the Son of God, God himself in the flesh. One that could heal the leopards and cleanse those that were, whatever, had demons in them and cast out. Help the lame to walk. Raise the dead. And now they're in a boat facing a storm, and the water's coming in there. And here it is, instead of just saying, Lord, help us. Lord, I know you can get rid of it, right? It showed them that they had no faith. Where's your faith? Can I tell you, a lot of times in storms, God allows storms in their life will show you the faith that you really have. When you're up on top of the mountain, it's easy when everything's going right and smooth. You know, bless God. God's great. And then Doris, you got kicked off the mountain. You're down in the valley. And now here it is, you're in quicksand. You're in a storm. You'll find out your faith. I'm not talking about salvation faith, but yes, there's a faith when you get saved. But we walk by faith, our Christian life. This storm showed them their faith or lack of faith. Sometimes in our lives when storms have come, you have found out that you have little faith. You know? Oh, everything's going bad. Can I tell you sometimes in my life, Jenny, just being truthful, I have saw that I have had little faith. That's just being truthful. From this standpoint, I mean, I believe the Word of God. I know God can do it. But sometimes what happens, my eyes get on the storm. And what brings fear makes the trouble bigger, right? And I have a lack of faith. God said He'll help me. I could trust Him. So this storm brought out the truth. You know what this storm also did? Caused them to either have a failure or forgetting who Jesus is. Either they failed to see it or they forgot. From that statement, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him? I believe there were those there that did not know who He was, that was literally in their boat. And I believe there are probably others that were there that knew it but forgot it. Do you ever think about this, Chris? Two Chris's. That you know the God of heaven who created all things. And He's watching over you guys. You know? You think about, you know the one that's all powerful, that rose from the dead. Amen? Why won't He help you? You know? Now, I'm saying it to these guys, but I could say it to myself. It's the same, amen? But here it is, think about it. They found a failure, or they forgot who Jesus was. Storms has a way of doing that. You may say, preacher, I'm strong in the faith, and I'll never get that way. Do you remember a guy named John the Baptist? Now, you don't know him personally. But John the Baptist was greatly used. Matter of fact, God prophesied of a man that would come before Jesus would come on the scene. And when he was there, I mean, he was a preacher of righteousness. He told that man that was committing adultery, that is in authority. He says, hey, that ain't right what you're doing. He was out there when the Pharisees and scribes came to him. He says, hey, show fruit meet for repentance. I mean, he was willing to stand up to those people. Matter of fact, there were soldiers that came to him hearing his preaching that wanted to get right with God. I mean, he was a man that meant literally preached. And then Mark, he goes into a storm. He goes into prison. And he sends his disciples to Jesus. And he says, art thou the one who we're looking for? What happened? A storm hit his life. And sometimes storms can cause fear, cause problems to grow big, and can cause us to forget who He is. I want you to see something. Turn over here to the book of Matthew chapter 14. In Matthew chapter 14. To the best of my knowledge, that storm I just told you about was the first literal storm, right? I'm not saying they didn't have storms before that, but I'm talking about storm as the wind and stuff like that, that the disciples faced. At least recorded. Look here in Matthew chapter 14. I want you to see a second one. Look here in Matthew chapter 14, starting at verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go before him and unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Do you see something different? Doris, this time, he sent them away. Last time, they did it. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now they're in their second storm. The second storm, I want you to see, something is different. They're in the boat, and they're going exactly what God told them last time. Last time, God told them to go across, and that's what they were doing. This time, they're doing the same as they're going across. They had winds that were there, the waves that were coming. But there was something different about the ship this time. You know what was different? Who wasn't there? Jesus wasn't in the boat. He was praying. He was watching them. Here it is in the midst of a storm. The Bible says in verse 25, "And the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, that is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. And straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous," that means powerful, right? It's blowing. It's you know, whatever you would say, like, I mean, it's just blowing. "He was afraid and began to sink and cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then were they in the ship come and worship him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God." I want you to think about this. Here it is, they're facing the next storm. And as they're facing the next storm, there's something different this time, even though the command is saying, go to the other side. And they were doing it. Now this time, Jesus wasn't in the boat, but he was fully watching them. Whatever storm you face in life, Mark, you can rest assured God is there. He's fully aware. And here was, as they were rowing, and you know what? They continue to row. We don't see him cry out and say, we're going to die. See, that first storm prepared them doors for the second storm. You know, and they stayed faithful. They would just keep on rowing and say, you know what? God told us to go. Jesus told us to go on the other side. And that's what we're going to do. That first storm strengthened them enough to say, you know what? We got to stay focused on what God wants us to do. Right? Sometimes in your life, you'll have a storm that can break you. And then what? It can build you up. God allows storms into your life to strengthen you, to prepare you for what's coming. And what do we see here? As our Lord was walking on that water, Peter sees the Lord and says, you know, they were all scared. And then Peter says, Lord, let me come. He didn't say, stop the storm. Let me come. And he gets out of the boat and walks on water and goes to the Lord. And as he's getting closer to the Lord, he gets his eyes off the Lord, looks at the wind, you know, that was there. And he yells out. Lord grabs him and takes him back into the boat. But you see what happened in this second storm? At the first storm, where the calm came, right? After he got in the boat, then it was calm, right? So God stopped the storm. Well, the first storm that stopped, that was there, they looked and said, what matter of man is this? But Chris, when they get to the second storm and he calms it, they look and say, truly, this is the Son of God. Can I tell you, it took the second storm for them to realize. How many times in your life has God allowed storms to come into your life before you truly realize that thou art the Son of God. You know? I think about my life before I got saved. There were things that happened into my life that should have got my attention, but never got my attention. But can I tell you, God Almighty got my attention, and I realized, thou art truly the Son of God. Amen. A storm that came, that they worshiped him. Maybe God is allowing storms into your life to strengthen you. You'll find that in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5. It's starting at verse 8 down to verse 12. Where it talks about be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking to whom he may devour. And then it talks about how you go through trials and tribulations. And God says allow those trials and tribulations to what? Strengthen you. What is he saying? Allow the storms to accomplish something. You know, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8 that God, in verse 28, God will use everything in your life, storms, doors, for good. You want to find out where you are spiritually in your life? Wait till a storm comes and you'll find out, right? But it was that second storm that caused them to not say, what manner of man is this? But to say, as the scripture said, if I could find it here, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. They worshiped him. They realized. Maybe there's storms in your life to get your attention to realize that you're not saved and you need Jesus Christ to save you. He's allowing those storms to come in your life. So that way you get away from what matter of man is this to truly thou art the Son of God. But maybe God is allowing storms in your life as a Christian, not because you lost your salvation. Sometimes storms is a result of sin. God brings storms because of chastening. Sometimes storms is a strengthening to build you up, to get you to focus, right? They were no longer focusing on what matter of man. They were saying, thou art the Son of God. That what they're saying is, you are deity. You are the Christ. You know the amazing thing about those storms? Think about that first storm they had. I could just imagine the devil brought that storm down. You know why? Do you know why they were going to the other side? That first storm? Because there was a man on the other side that had a legion filled with demons. And the devil did not want them to go to that other side because he did not want that man to be healed. And as that storm calmed, peace be still, they go on to the other side. And as they go on the other side, that man that was in the cave, that was cutting himself, there was no one can help, ran to Jesus and Jesus heals him, cast out the demon, and that man gets saved. Do you ever think about this? The storms that God has allowed in your life is because he's trying to build you up, but also because there's something that's coming that God could do greatly. He allowed the storm, yes, to help them, to get them to see who he is, but that man ended up getting saved and was greatly used by God. He went back into that place and told people, hey, you remember I was a crazy guy, but look what Jesus did to me. And folks, you can rest assured that every time there's a storm, when you get to the other side, you can look back and say, look what God has done. But maybe that storm is trying to stop you from doing what God wants you to do. One time I was living in Hagerstown, Maryland. And when I was in Hagerstown, Maryland, I went to go visit a gentleman. And as I was going to visit a gentleman, a bad storm, literally a bad storm, came to Hagerstown. And it blew over a tree that was where I was, I think Summit Avenue, right behind Summit Avenue. There was this huge tree that just, I mean, there was horrible storm, bad wind that was coming in. Matter of fact, as I was going to visit this man, Mark, on my trip, there was a tree that was in the way. Fell over, right, in the road. I mean, it was a pretty bad storm.
But I just had in my heart, God was like, hey, go talk to him. I was going to witness to him. So here was a storm that was there. I was like, well, the tree's there. I'll just go another direction. And that's what I did. And finally, I got to his house. And I went in and witnessed to this man. You know, it was not too long after that, that man accepted Jesus Christ as a Savior. The devil allowed a storm to what? To try to stop me from doing what God wanted me to do. And I just looked at it and said, I'm going. They were in the boat and they were rowing. And they were just like, we're going. We're going to get on that other side. And after a certain period of time, God came up and they realized. And then God helped them to get to the other side. You're going to have storms in life. Yes, those storms can show you the truth. Show you where you are. Those storms could cause you to have fear. God doesn't want you to have fear. God wants you to look to Him. Realize He has the power. Trust in Him. And can I tell you, that second storm caused them to worship Him. No longer saying, what manner of man is this? But truly, Thou art the Son of God. I'm glad for the storms God has allowed into my life to make me more of what He wants me to be. I don't like storms, Bob. But when I look back, can I tell you, it's a blessing what God has done. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to preach today. And Lord, truly it's you. Lord, all the glory goes to you. You are the great God of heaven. You love us. You died for us. You were buried and rose again. Lord, you paid our sin debt that we can go to heaven. But Lord, until that day when you take us to heaven, living in this world, we're filled with storms. I'm thankful for the calm days. And Lord, even the storms that come, how you can give grace and help us. And Lord, I pray that you would help us through the storms that we're facing or maybe we're in today. Lord, help us not to lose faith, but help us to worship you. Help us to rely on you and trust you and to bring us through these storms that we face. Lord, I give you this time of invitation. Pray thy will be done. We ask in Jesus' precious name.